look at the risers of this 2012 Eagles training camp. Who has stood out the most and perhaps worked their way onto this roster? Certainly you have to start with rookie quarterback Nick Foles. He has been outstanding. His performance punctuated by Thursday night's outing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two touchdown passes. The first one to DeMaris Johnson. Foles has been everything and more that the Eagles expected from their third-round draft pick. So he is well on his way now, is the number two quarterback with Mike Kafka sidelined with that fractured left hand. On the field, off the field, Foles has handled the job as the consummate professional, mature beyond his years, understanding the offense from a mental standpoint, and has done everything physically the Eagles have asked him to do. So Nick Foles atop our list. Not far behind, second-year running back Deion Lewis. Last year saw some very sparing action behind LeSean McCoy, but in practice and then on Thursday night against the Steelers, Deion Lewis showing up with great vision, big playability, and he's made so many defenders miss. Low to the ground, quick feet, a versatile player who's proven he can catch the football. Deion Lewis has absolutely earned some confidence from the offensive coaching staff, and he will get some playing time as the number two running back in this 2012 Eagles roster. Number three on the depth chart at the running back position, seventh round draft pick Bryce Brown. When the Eagles made this selection in April, a lot of people said, who in the world is Bryce Brown? Well, who he is a player with a great story. One of the top high school players in the country 4 years ago, along with Cleveland Browns first round draft pick Trent Richardson. Brown saw just a little bit of action in college, first at Tennessee and then at Kansas State before an injury ended his collegiate career. Brown has been outstanding, shaking off the rust and showing that at 6 feet, 218 pounds, he can run with power, and he's also got tremendous 4-3 speed. Eagles want to get him in the open field in the offensive game and see what he can do. Excelling in the open field has been non-drafted rookie DeMaris Johnson. Johnson, a player who the Eagles really liked coming out of Tulsa, has worked his way into the rotation at the wide receiver position, also as the team's punt return man. Against the Steelers, Johnson had this big punt return nullified by a block in the back, but the Eagles got to see just what they hoped to see from this super quick, elusive Johnson. Not a big body, but a big playmaker from day one when he became a Philadelphia Eagle. He hadn't slowed down one day at training camp. And right now, you'd have to say that he is very much on the Eagles' radar. Developing in his third year, Eagles tight end Clay Harbor has blossomed in this summer at Lehigh University. Big play after big play, earning effusive praise from offensive coordinator Marty Mornhinweg. Big, strong, physical. He's gotten down the field well, caught just about every pass thrown his way. Harbor figures to team with Brent Celek to give the Eagles some favorable matchups in the passing game as the NFL trends toward a two tight end system. Get a big man lined up and watch him go. In his second year as an Eagle, Phillip Hunt has come on like gangbusters. His preseason debut against the Steelers, eye-opening in a dominating way. Two sacks, tackle for loss. He has done a great job. And he's also teamed with another young defensive end among many to make big plays. Eagles like what they've seen very much from Phillip Hunt. They've also liked what they've seen from third-year man Brandon Graham. Graham, the number one draft pick in 2010, sidelined late that year with a knee injury, a washout 2011 season. Graham very much understanding that it's time to put up in this Eagles defense. He's done so in training camp and then against the Steelers, added a quarterback sack, was around the football, tackle for loss. Brandon Graham living up to the hype from 2010, quick off the ball. Last year, the Eagles signed Cedric Thornton after the draft, kept him on the practice squad, and hoped that he would develop in the offseason, building strength, adding some weight, and making some plays for this defensive line. Clearly, Thornton has flourished with Jim Washburn leading the way for that defensive line. Quick off the ball and up the field. Thornton has played his way to the defensive tackle rotation. The question is, has he done enough with that quick get off to make the roster? The Eagles figuring to keep at most five defensive tackles. And Thornton has played his way into the eyes of the coaching staff. Second round draft pick Michael Kendricks, a starter on day one when he reported to the NovaCare complex at the strong side linebacker position. The big question, did he have enough in that 5'11", 240-pound frame to make big plays, to run down the seam with big athletic tight ends? Well, Kendricks has been the man in focus, and he's lived up to what the Eagles expected him to do. Great athlete, great tenacity, big playmaker, very physical player. Michael Kendricks has retained that starting job on the strong side and figures to get better and better as the summer goes along. Dominique Rogers-Cromartie came to the Eagles last year in a trade for quarterback Kevin Cobb and was a square peg in a round hole last year, playing the slot cornerback position and quite honestly not playing it very effectively at all. However, with the trade of Asante Samuel, you might say Rogers-Cromartie has come into his own. He's been just a dominating player here in training camp. Interceptions, big plays, and suffocating coverage abilities. That's marked Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. And that is your list of risers in this 2012 Eagles training camp at Lehigh University.